Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Shades of Spirit. I am psychic medium Jamie.
Spirit walker Nicole.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you really sure?
I'm excited.
We just had to ask what day it was.
It is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. Happy St. Patrick's Day, you all. I just realized that I am not wearing green.
Wah,
wah. I know.
I am.
I do have a tattoo with green, so therefore, when I was out running errands today and at the doctor's office, I was able to ask if that counted, and the consensus was yes.
Oh, perfect.
So I do have it on because I don't really have a lick of Irish in me, which is very interesting. Oh, let's listen to ourselves, shall we? I like that. Our music is so peppy. I'm ready to go. Today we are talking about procrastination. Now, I don't usually repeat like our release and intentions workshops, right? Because those are private. Those are an intimate group setting.
Totally repeating though, because it's always different. It might be the same topic, but it's always a different content.
Absolutely. But at the same time, like I want those people that came to the workshop not to then listen to our show and be like, oh, they just did this.
Yeah.
You know, it's always about new and fresh material. But this one stuck with me. And even talking to some of the people that were at the workshop, they're like, yeah, that lasted me about a week. And then I'm kind of back where I am. And I'm like, yeah, me too. So we really need to be on the up and up when it comes to how procrastination actually really does interfere with our energy field, how it can cause our chakras to misalign or kind of just start moving slowly. Also, the fact that, you know, out of an angel deck that Spirit Walker Nicole has, our resident angel medium here has actually pulled the card, that it's also, you know, through our spirit teams as well, where they're like, hey, could you get off your butt and get this done? Stop procrastinating. Stop distracting yourself. So this is actually, you know, procrastination is not just a human element. It's actually an element that encompasses the human side, the spirit side.
Well, it affects everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not just a, it doesn't stop here. The buck doesn't stop here. It transcends throughout everything.
Yeah. So think about that, you know, procrastination is actually a barrier to manifesting. Duh. You know, I never thought of it that way, but when I actually really sat down and worked on this workshop last month, I was like, yeah, no, that's exactly what happens. Obviously, right? Our manifestations can't move if we procrastinate in putting them into action or even just putting them into motion and releasing them. So if you watch our YouTube show, which I hope you guys do, if not, go over to Shades of Spirit on YouTube and start checking out our videos. I did one on release and intentions. And it's all about putting that active process in and releasing it out to universe to take over. But there are times where I even procrastinate doing that myself. And so therefore, what am I doing? I'm wandering around wondering, well, why the hell hasn't any of this come to fruition when in reality I haven't even sent it anywhere? So that's where we need to start connecting it and realizing that it really does affect us on all different levels, right? And kind of give you guys some descriptions on what some types of procrastinators are, and as well, kind of give you some tips on how we can move that energy out within our chakras. You guys can let us know in the cards, we're going to pull cards. You can let us know in the comments on Transformation Talk Radio or Shades of Spirit that you would like a card. And we will tune into kind of your energy center and see what it is that might be holding your energy up and where in that falls procrastination, because that's the theme for today. You can even call in at 1-800-930-2819. So let's start with the card. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, where are my angel decks?
Yep.
Because you knew.
Yeah, this wasn't a random card pull. I actually went in the deck looking for it because I know I've pulled it before for myself and for others, and it goes along with what we're talking about today.
The Angel of Procrastination. So you're all going to get a collaborative message for the whole today based on this card. So again, she actually went in to look for it because this is the topic of the show, but it's a good message for all of us to listen to before we get started here. So take off.
So this card, and this is just for everybody who I think people know if they're procrastinators or not, but they don't know that there's also help for that. And that comes in the angelic form, because you can always, I always talk about calling in your angels for big things and little things. Procrastination is no different. Call in an angel to help you with that procrastination. Cause I know, like, you know, Miss Jamie here is a Virgo. She loves her lists and she loves checking those things here. I've done this, I've done this. But what about that on that list, the thing that doesn't get done that day or the next day or the next day? And you just keep making new lists, but putting the same damn thing on there. That kind of messes with your mind, because you're like, ah, it's still only, but I got these other things. But it's about calling in the angel saying, hey, can you help me get this particular task done? Or just help me stop procrastinating in general, whatever it is. This card is talking about, what is it that's stopping you from achieving your goals? Why do you doubt that you have all that you need to finish the job? Are you fearful that you don't have what it takes to reach the finish line? At times, procrastination can experience a lack of focus and clarity. Your mind can become muddled and confused, and time can become your enemy. Are you easily distracted? Are you accumulating clutter within your home and workspace? Are you lacking the energy to get things done? If the answer is yes, it's time to call in your angel of procrastination, who is not here to judge or chastise you, simply here to motivate you and show you ways to restore your natural state of peace. Our outside environment is a reflection of our inner state of mind. If you're feeling frustrated, cluttered, overwhelmed, and depressed, don't despair. And I think that's what it is. You take a look at your internal and external environment and see if there's ways to come out of it.
Absolutely. So when we start looking at what type of procrastinator we are, we can better adjust. I'm trying to say it nice. Honestly, we can just get off our ass and get it done, right? Once we can acknowledge that. But also it gives you a sense of like, ah, that's why my energy does this, right? So if you look at the overloaded or anxious procrastinator, I think that honestly, I really resonate with this one and all of them. I can't pick one, because there are certain tasks that I do that I will procrastinate on. I love to say that I'm a great last minute planner. Does not help those that I work with. So something that I am personally working on. But some people who procrastinate a lot are generally bad at managing their time and end up scheduling more work than they can actually do. Okay, that might be me, just a little bit. Sometimes I don't think if I plan things out 2 months ahead that I should probably start working on it then to get ready for that following month. It doesn't always work out in the long run for me. And so then I stress myself out and I get anxious and I get the tension and the headaches and just how the hell am I going to get all this done? I know I'm going to get it all done, but it's just that feeling of, you know, uh-oh, I've let somebody else down. It leads to unrealistic expectations, causing stress and anxiety as well.
Here's a little tip for our loyal and faithful listeners. Telling you I told you so, when I say that to you, it's not helpful.
But yeah. I tell you all the time.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I tell you all the time.
No.
Yes. And then you get mad.
No. I just need help.
We might have to work out these personal issues, but I'm just saying.
It's fine.
I do. I see it.
So, you know, the other part of this is that have you ever looked at a massive to-do list, right? And you just see the list going on and on and on and on. And you just can't comprehend how on earth you have so many things to do or even where to start, right? How many of you out there, and I love this to be interactive, so, you know, respond, let us know where you're at with this as well. Are those list makers in your head? Yeah. I know I do, and I actually had to stop. I really had to stop doing that, because with too many things going on in my life, something was always getting overlooked. Something was being missed. And an appointment that I have for, you know, my kid on a Zoom, not that that's happened yet, because my kids are really, you know, doing so well with this. I'm very impressed with them. But they definitely, you know, they teach us to slow down, write it down, to be able to see it, right? Have somewhere to put that list so that you can focus on that. Also, when we have too many things to pay attention to, we go into the energy of avoidance. Well, that's not great energy to be in, you know? I'm going to avoid everything possible to get this done. And, you know, that's something for me. I get squirrel brain, right? Shiny. I found something shiny. So I move on to something else and then I just add more to my list. Well, that's overloaded. And then that makes me anxious. And then I kick into that energy. And then I think, oh crap, I'm letting everybody else down around me, right? And then that moves us into a different type of procrastinator. So really look at streamlining your lists. Look at being able to put them into bite-sized, manageable tasks, right? So when you're looking at your day, right,
yep,
each day, where would you put yourself in this category? On a 1 to 5, 5 being, yeah, I really overload, and then it kind of sets me off into some anxiety, or 1 where you're like, eh, no, I feel like I don't overload myself.
I go in a progression. I go, yeah, I'm good. And then the next day I'm like, 2. And then you go, and then I get to a 5 and I freak out. So then I have this like mass organization dump, and then it takes me back to 1. So I'm a complicated
You're
person.
A cycle.
Yes.
I kind of go the same way, because I'll get a whole bunch of stuff done at one time. And then I think, oh, okay, I got a little bit of breathing room. And then I look at the calendar and I'm like, oh crap, I got this, this, and this coming up. Right. So instead of maybe bite-sizing those pieces earlier to get a jump start on it, I've just let them hang out in the wind. Well, that doesn't do much for our root chakra, because we're no longer feeling stable, guys. Right. So that's going to be something we talk about towards the end of the show, is how to work with that energy and what it causes as well. But for this particular procrastinator, you fight with that root chakra, you fight with the stability, you fight with grounding. That's huge, because what happens when you go into anxiety? Then you hit fight or flight.
Yep.
And then you hit panic. Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot. What happens if it's like a work deadline? Mm-hmm. I believe I've helped her on some of those, but don't worry about it. But no, I mean, what if it is like something with work? Now you're panicked. Oh my God, I got to get this done. Right. I just talked to someone in one of their sessions this week, and she was like, I got this, this, and this. And then I really waited till the last minute. And then I was up from 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. to get this done for work that was due by 9 a.m. Well, did she have a progressive day? No. Did she feel like she just was going to collapse because she got no sleep that night? Because then you're so wound up at 3 from getting this done that you're not really falling asleep. So now when you have to go and present this and do this, you are not good to yourself or anyone else. It reflects on that workload that you're doing. It's so important for us to stay organized, because then you hit that coffee, right? And then you hit that, let me just try and stay awake, and power drinks and energy drinks and all this stuff. And now you're running on pure adrenaline. And it goes in the cycle.
It does. And so, in the next segment, we're going to talk about the power of the word no. And that is the best word in the world.
Absolutely. So the power of the word no. I love that. Yeah. She's coming up with some good stuff today, isn't she? I'm telling you, evenings, so much more brain activity for us. All right, you guys, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back to more on this. We're going to do some readings. I mean, it's just going to be a jolly old time. So you guys remember, go to shadesofspirit.com. That's our website. I have a $75 special because of you guys and your dedication and your referrals and
support.
Your bookings and support. Thank you. I have extended this out into April now. I've been able to do so. So this will be the end of March and April, $75 for a 1-hour psychic medium reading that you can book on shadesofspirit.com. And we will be back right after this break.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The power of inspiration and awakening radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? you, we created the Ecosystem Approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Inspire. Create. Empower. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling lost or unmotivated, stuck and not sure what to do next? David George Brooke has exactly what you need on That Gratitude Guy podcast. David George Brooke is a speaker, best-selling author, and life coach here to share stories of motivation and inspiration to help you get unstuck and achieve great things by living with gratitude. Live every first and third Friday at 12:30 Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I am psychic medium Jamie.
Spirit walker Nicole.
We are Shades of Spirit, talking to you today about procrastination and how it can affect our energy, which then affects our physical body, which then sends us off into a tailspin. And then when we finally feel like we've reached a place where we feel like we've got this done and we're patting ourselves back on the accomplishment part of it, whoopsie, we start the whole cycle again. So we just talked about the overloaded, anxious procrastinator, right? Now, I want to be one of these procrastinators, and I have to be honest, I am not one of them. I want to know if you're one of them. Mm-hmm. The fun dreamer procrastinator.
Well, give me some more information.
All right. So this is someone who enjoys making the ideal plan. So you would think that I would be that as a Virgo. More than taking action. See, as a Virgo, I like to get it done. May not be right away, but I do want to get it done. But this person loves the planning aspect of it, but really doesn't want to do the work.
That's not me. I'd rather not have to plan anything. I'd like to just have fun.
Okay. They're highly creative, but find it hard to actually finish a task.
It's like a starter.
Yeah.
Like a good starter.
Yeah.
Nope.
The fun procrastinator would rather be doing anything except that one dreaded task.
Okay. Maybe I'll take some of that. Okay.
After all, there's so many fun and exciting things you could be doing instead.
That's okay. That's mine. Put my name down.
I had a feeling you were going to own this one.
Yeah.
How can you bear starting that boring project?
I don't. Ooh,
we have a garage that's still, even pointed it out last night.
It's pretty bad.
I'm trying to make it be a fun project, which I'm going to include the kids and a 50 spot per kid to be able to help us get this done. That's definitely something that I see you doing. Because what is it that you really enjoy doing instead of, I don't know, any of those projects?
And usually anything else.
Like which what? Would be your cooking games.
I do. I spend a lot of time just because it's just mindless. You just check out, let me make some hamburgers for these cartoon people. And I don't know, it's ridiculous, but it like literally takes me out of the stress of my day.
Love it.
It's a big waste of time, but I don't care. It makes me happy. So I'm going to do it.
Overcooked. Yes. Sometimes it gets overcooked.
Yeah.
And then they get mad at you.
Then I get mad at them. Then I realize I'm mad at cartoon character.
And now 2 hours have gone by and the garage still looks the way it does. All right. Fun procrastinators, right? How to beat that. There's absolutely no way you're going to start that dreaded task, right? You've written it down. Like we just said, write your stuff down, put it on the fridge. Maybe you multitask it out to family, right? We're going to get into that, how to multitask this out so that you're not doing all of it. But that one dreaded task, the garage still looks the way it does. Let's just be honest. We tried to start it. And then we found something fun to do.
I legit think we found a tub of oracle cards that we hadn't seen in like a year. So we just said,
spiritual books.
Well, we could do this or we could just go read and
shiny.
Play with our cards.
Okay, so there you go. Instead, I want you to try some structured procrastination. I want you guys to write that word down, structured procrastination.
Unless you're driving.
Please don't do that. Please be very focused on where you're going. You're going to procrastinate anyway. If you are a procrastinator, you're going to procrastinate no matter what, right? unless you can really change that entire process. So why not make it useful to your cause? That's what I love about this part. Let procrastination work for you. And it's going to be rearranging your to-do list. Right, check this out. Just because you write your to-do list in order doesn't mean, unless you actually have it in a specific order where like X has to be done before Y before Z, why don't you try this task? Is that instead, I want you to look at your list. So maybe you've got your list going, right? And then on the other side of it, I want you to write down what's going to be more fun to do first.
Now, can you put the phrase literally anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
No.
So with that being said, by starting another item first that's on this daunting list, right? Because usually a lot of us put a lot of stuff on these lists and then we get overwhelmed and then we find something else to do that's fun. And we're back in the same cycle. You take some of these dreaded tasks, if you will, and start making them a lower priority. When they're lower on the list, then what happens is that you're like, all right, well, I'll get down to that. And then what you do is you put some of those other things as top priorities. And then guess what happens? You get them done because they're more fun, right? And now you're not feeling overloaded like the last procrastinator. And then all of a sudden, when you get down there, you're like, okay, I can bite-size this. I can put it into obtainable tasks in order to get that big project done. And you're feeling more productive. Your energy vibration is going up, right? You're feeling it in your solar plexus, your intuition, that just feeling of overall well-being, right? Like, okay, I got this done. I'm feeling good about myself today. So advice from a dreamer, okay, listen to this. To stop yourself from being carried away by your overachieving mind, get your feet back on the ground by setting that specific task, putting it into achievable goals, putting some of the fun things with that first, or things that aren't going to make you roll your eyes, crawl into bed, get out the iPad, and play the cooking game, right? And set a goal and break down the plan into small tasks. And this really is going to help. It's setting the clear intention behind it. So I definitely do believe that you are the fun procrastinator.
I've had worse titles.
Very true. So with that, right, you can move into the plenty of time procrastinator.
Mm.
That's me. I'm like, oh, my calendar says I've got 3 weeks before that's due. I have plenty of time. Wah, wah. That's what happens, right? So how many of you find it difficult to start a project when you know the deadline is a long way off? I think that's a lot of us, honestly. If we think that we've got time, whether it was for me, work, personal, building my own business, it just didn't matter. If I thought that I had a long ways to go, I'm like, yeah, I got plenty of time in the world to get this done. This type of procrastination is something students often struggle with. So for you, when you were in college,
mm-hmm.
were you the plenty of time procrastinator?
No, I was last minute. Like if something was due the next day, it probably gets started at 11 o'clock the night before.
So that's the plenty of time procrastinator.
That is.
Oh, just assigned that for, you know, due in 2 weeks.
Oh yeah.
I got plenty of, I'll just do it.
But I knew I didn't have plenty of time, but I didn't care. I didn't want to do it. So I just waited till the last minute.
So that's kind of where we're at, right? So you might have items that don't have deadlines on your to-do list. So take a look at that to-do list. Take a look at what you need to get done that day, that week, that month. And sometimes there's those things on there that you've been putting off for, you know, a good few weeks, if not months, right? So sometimes we do put those things out. We're like, okay, I know I don't have that for another few months. I'll get to it, you know, in the next few days. And now you find that you're like 2 days before it's due, and it is something that you should have worked on the entire 3 months. If it's something you want to do that's on your list, and you know it'll make things better in the long run, it'll take something off that plate, right? But you keep putting it off, you need to be able to put it on the top again. It goes back to putting that fun part on the top. But this can be particularly affected by your sacral chakra, that creative side. So if you're not finding a creative way to do these tasks and tap into that energy center, you are going to get bored quickly. You are going to find other things that are more fun to do it. And thinking you've got plenty of time to get it done, well, no, not really. When our sacral chakra isn't flowing properly, it can stall the creative process. And then we're not moving any of those tasks to release them off our plate in order to make room for what it is we really want to create and how to connect, right? So I like the way this goes. How to beat this particular procrastination is to set your deadlines by dates. So a lot of you, this will actually work. write the date down. Now you feel like you're obligated to do it. Put it on the fridge and have accountability. Hey, you guys said you were going to get this done by tomorrow at 6. It's today at 6. We've got, what are you doing here? Are we going to start working on this? So it's holding each other accountable, right? You can also cross things out as you go to be able to show people, okay, we're getting all of this done. And then we make excuses for why certain things aren't done. What are some excuses for you?
I like the I didn't have time when I literally spent like 3 hours doing the dumbest stuff. And I know it. I know I can identify my problem, but I don't care.
So time generally is the biggest culprit in this.
Yes.
I don't see other people going, you know, I don't actually know what any other excuses really are because it generally falls back on, I just didn't get to that. I didn't have time. Okay. Well, let's take time off the table. Setting those dates to be able to get that list accomplished is going to set that up for you. And by setting yourself deadlines and announcing them publicly, I'm not saying go out in the cul-de-sac when you pick up your mail today and be like, all right, everybody, this is my to-do list. No, not quite. But make sure you have someone that can hold you accountable, because a lot of times we already know we're not going to be able to hold ourselves accountable. We need a little bit of that support. So
basically like find an adult.
Find a grown-up to help you with this process, right? And that public commitment. So if you work with a team at work or you have someone next to you, you're like, all right, Sally, you know that I have a problem with trying to get this particular report in every month on time. I need you to be my buddy in this and just kind of give me that gentle nudge or a paper airplane over the cubicle and let me know, remind me, because sometimes we do get lost.
But make sure Sally's cool. Like if Sally's going to try to sabotage you, you don't need that in your life.
No, it's true. Find a solid Sally.
Yeah.
To be able to do that. You like that? Solid Sally.
Yeah. I like that.
I'm going to make a doll. My solid Sally doll for procrastination. But no, have that commitment with someone to be able to help you with that. Because us plenty of time procrastinators, we don't have plenty of time and we know it. But unless we have somebody else that can help us be accountable, if we can move some of these goals up to the top, find some ways to make them more fun. Maybe not all the tasks can be done fun. Sometimes we just have to be grown-ups and get it done. This is going to help us move through that. We're no longer going to be anxious. We're no longer going to be overloaded. We're now setting ourselves up in a more organized fashion, holding ourselves accountable, putting dates on things, rearranging that list so that it works for us. So that is a couple of them. We've got some more on there. We're going to get into some more chakra work. If you guys want a card, let us know in the feed and we'll pull one of those for you as well. With that being said, we have just a couple more spots open for our Angel Connection Workshop this coming Saturday. It is at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You're going to learn about all different phylums of angels and just different categories and how to connect with them along with getting an angel reading. This is primarily done with Spirit Walker Nicole and LaShawn. What is it? LaShawn, the Luminous Mystic from our Fierce Four. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get empowered
on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I'm a big fan of yours, and of y'all's wisdom has been very valuable to me. I've been curious, kind of stuck and not sure which direction to go, and having the motivation, you know, to do that as well. So thank you very much. It's a beautiful message. Thank you very much.
It is a beautiful message.
It's very comforting and a great reminder.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Shades of Spirit. I'm psychic medium Jamie.
And spirit walker Nicole.
All right. We have two of my favorite procrastinators coming up. I'm also going to pull a card right now while we're looking for socks, apparently. What is going on over there? I can't let her loose for a minute, you guys. Can't let her loose for a minute. I do have a walk shop. Dizzy chair. I got a walk shop coming up for you. Oh my goodness.
No, this is just.
I love 5 o'clock shows. Yes, there will be a workshop coming up. We're going to be doing a crystal workshop for those of you that are healers or those of you that are just interested in crystals and crystal grids. And then there will be a workshop on our energy centers and our chakras and how to connect with them and the meanings behind them as well. So those are in the works, you guys. Now that I've told you all, I'm pretty sure that I will see that pop up on other people's pages, because if I let anything out of the bag ahead of time, it seems that it just disappears out of my sight and over somewhere else. Tired of that, so I'm just calling it as it is. Anywho, so you guys, being a procrastinator isn't always a bad thing. Sometimes, you know, it can work for us. Some of us work really well under the pressure. But really what ends up happening, though, is that it really starts to build. And what happens then is that then it moves into our energy centers. So if you notice, like, you've got that shoulder pain or that, you know, the back of your head pain, maybe you've got that headache here and everyone keeps telling you it's tension. Well, yeah, because it's centered in these chakra lines, right? And what happens then is it's like, okay, so if you have those headaches where you think your eyeball's going to explode and you just keep rubbing your forehead, this is your third eye, right? We're not clear seeing right now. We're not able to see what's right in front of us. We're lost in our own world. We're lost in that muck. And that clouds what we are able to accomplish. Right? So that kind of brings us into that fear of failing procrastinator.
That's bad. I don't like that one.
No. So with the fear of failure procrastinator, why don't you pull a card for joy while I'm talking about this? Perfectionists are always striving for the best, right? We are constantly criticizing our own work. Some of us, the fear of failing or producing work that's substandard is mortifying, right? It's so overwhelming. And we never get around to starting anything because we're so afraid now that we've lost it, or we are creating barriers within ourselves that it's just not working, right? So with that being said, you know, putting up these barriers, we're not able to see the task at hand. We can't see clearly, oh my gosh, what am I doing? We've now put a huge barrier up and we aren't going to get it done. And now it's going to be late. And now we have even more pressure on us, right? I want you guys to answer a couple of these questions. Ready? Here we go. How does it feel when you have done a task and felt it wasn't your best work, but no, it's not the best you could have done? I think we all have had those moments where we have put something together and we're handing it over like this with one eye open. Let's hope he'll accept it. Knowing this was not our best work, knowing that they know that that wasn't our best work and we really could have done better. You?
Yeah, I don't, and that's like the worst feeling too, because it's like a representation, you know, it's of yourself and how, even if it's a small thing, and it's just when you're not able to put that best foot forward for whatever reason, it's always disappointing.
Yeah. So I know that works, you know, for me as well. Like you get it in and now you're feeling low. So maybe you're not the anxious one anymore. You're kind of in that depression, like, oh, crap, right? You're just waiting for someone to say something to you. And then the worst is when they don't. They just give you that look like, oh, okay, thanks. Oh, that'll do for now. What about, do you have a list of partially completed but never finished projects?
No.
I think we do. Absolutely. Absolutely. I am getting better on the work side of it. It may not happen again. It might be that I thought I had plenty of time and I procrastinated to the point where I have to do it last minute. But a lot of times that's how I work with spirit. So I don't really have an excuse for the garage or the laundry that's still in the basket that's clean. I got plenty of time to get that done. Well, that starts to build as opposed to channeling before things because I know who's coming. But you know, there's a lot of those partially done projects. And when you walk by them, you're like, man, I really need to get to that. Well, it weighs on us. It's taking up space literally until we get it done. And then energetically we move it out and we free up that energy in that space. So think about that. Maybe go around, and this has been a theme in readings lately, and start taking one of those tasks, even if it's one a week. I really need to get to the rest of that paperwork over there. I really need to go through these photos. I really, whatever it is, and just take it because you're going to feel accomplished. And then what happens?
You get to cross it off your list.
Yeah.
You're not procrastinating on it anymore.
You get to move it off your list, right? So if you have these things that are open-ended, does it bother you?
I mean, it can't bother me that much if I'm playing computer games.
It bugs the shit out of me, but I mean, it's fine. It's fine. So a lot of us, it does bother us, you know, and it really does. Cause if you can't get through the garage or you're trying to find something, that's when you're pissed off and you're moody and all that other stuff.
Well, when I trip over my own stuff and I know I should have had this cleaned out like 5 months ago. Yeah.
There you go. If so, if you've answered yes to any of these, you've probably fallen into the trap of procrastination by perfectionism and fear of failing. And yeah, it can even happen with cleaning out your garage. Okay. Let's just be honest. The fear is unfortunately a typical issue for procrastinators since many of us spent our lives being told, by parents, teachers, society to do the best job possible.
Yeah. Sometimes though, it's not the end of the world if you give them a C effort. Like, we don't always have to hit home runs and get the A+. Sometimes that's fine, but I think that comes with growth as a person and stuff, that you just do what you can.
Absolutely. Oh, I was going to use a different transition. No. Above all else, I use absolutely a lot. I really am so into what she says all the time. I know, crazy, huh? That my transition is absolutely. So we were just talking about that on break. So chalk it up. Above all else, remember, this can become a problem when we avoid starting and finishing things because now there's so many things left undone. And that is like an unraveling of our life, of our energy centers. And that's when we start to feel disconnected, cloudy. We need clarity. You might even feel spacey, not grounded, right? So we need to become re-empowered in our lives. When we didn't live up to some perfectionist ideals that were set up for us, now we feel like we've let them fail. Like, we failed and we've let them down. Like, oh, yeah, no, you're right. I'm so sorry. I know that a lot of people that I grew up with, in the area I grew up with, we're expected to have straight A's. We're expected to go to the finest colleges. We're expected to be doctors and lawyers and nurses, right? And when they didn't and they fell, man, they fell hard.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up sometimes really digging themselves in some deep holes because that pressure was too much because they were afraid of failing. And if they didn't bring home those grades, they didn't bring home, you know, that doctorate or whatever it might be, even into adulthood, they would carry that energy around. And I'm sure that you have people in your life that have kind of been in that same boat.
Oh, very much so. And it doesn't matter though, it's so ingrained and like just in their DNA that it doesn't matter how much you talk to them and say, you know, it's fine. Like it's, the sun is still going to come up tomorrow and it's going to set and everything's going to be all right. They can't get past it.
And you know what it is? It's transferred perception onto us. It's somebody else's perception of the way things should be, right? Whether they're doing it themselves or not, that's what got me, right? Their perception of us, they're projecting that out onto us. We now have taken that energy into our own energy centers, and we've thought that that's the right process. That's bullshit. To this day, that is still somebody else taking your power. And it's hard to get back into that re-empowerment in our own lives when we have been set up to fail. And yet we are adults. We need to take responsibility for our own energy and to be able to connect on that level. Now, that's a big one. So how to beat that one? Procrastinating is actually doing the perfectionist a favor by allowing us to give ourselves permission to do adequate jobs, right? So follow up with new plans and ideas and avenues to make this perfect. So if it's not really resonating with you, find different ways to do that. Look at the last 5 jobs that you've done, just if it's around the house or work. Were they all perfect? Probably not. Did it get by, like you said? Were they sufficient? Were we able to? Yes, that's a win, people. We got it done. Chances are you're already working in that high standard, so stop giving yourself a hard time. That is that procrastinator. We're going to get to the avoider procrastinator after the break, but you want to do a Joy's card before we go to break?
Yeah. For Joy, I got, it's out of the heart deck.
What a good one.
And this is about giving and receiving. So this card is talking about relationships and balanced energy. So make sure that you know that with whatever relationship you have, it's always very give and take. And so if you're always constantly the one that's giving, which kind of to me, when I step into your energy, that seems what it is happening, is you're giving your best to everybody, but you're always putting yourself down at the bottom. So you got to make sure that you allow other people to help out and to give back to you so you can receive that energy, that love, that their time, their respect, and all that to balance that energy out. It talks about look for other ways that you can be of assistance to those around you, but be sure to give only what you can and no more. And that's a main thing of this card, is to maintain that balance. Because if you're just constantly depleted and then people just keep taking and you don't rejuvenate and you don't replenish that energy, it takes a toll on you. It says, be open to receiving support and inspiration from other people. The universe is waiting to help you. You're blessed at this time and will receive additional favors if you ask for what you need. Trust that you will receive it.
And it's a red card. So again, that's that stability. It's that root chakra. So I don't know if you resonate with the whole grounding and centering. That particular chakra goes up to the first one that we were talking about, and that is the overloaded, anxious procrastinator. And so when we are not in sync with our root, with our first chakra, we aren't able to receive energy. We're not able to receive energy even from the earth because we're feeling so disconnected, because that is our rock. That is our core. That is our anchor. So that is also with chakras and energy work, what chakra that goes with is definitely your root and being able to connect. And when we do that, what we give, we can now receive as well. So you guys, we've got one more break. We're going to talk about the avoider procrastinator. Debbie McDonald, you're going to get a card from Spirit Walker Nicole as well. You guys, don't forget, we have so many different things that we offer. We are Reiki masters. We do Reiki sessions, distant right now still as well. Past life readings, which has been so much fun. And we both do Akashic record readings as well. So go to our website, check it all out, and we're going to see you right after this break.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com. Learn how to RISE in business by being confident on video. Confidence coach Susan Axelrod and online business producer Pam Sullivan have teamed up, bringing you a new podcast, Webcam Confidence for Women. Tune in live every first and third Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and stay for an open virtual presenter studio session. Offering attendees confidence on webcam, a must-have skill for every woman in business. For more information, visit volutionvirtual.com/studio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement. from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there. But when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Hello, everybody. I was like, let's get back from break early.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
But did you know that our producer was a recording artist as he sung us back in?
He did. But he does actually do music.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we need to hear some of that. Speaking of which, Mr. Jacob.
Maybe one day. Huh? Maybe one day.
Yeah. One day he'll share that with us. I like it. You get to know everything about us through these shows, so it's about time it turns the tables
here. Only fair.
Exactly. All right, you guys. So, procrastinators, let's get this last one out of the way because we've got Debbie McDonald and I've got Diane Bomba. You guys are getting readings before we are done. That's why we came back from break early. The avoider procrastinator. So that is definitely squirrel me. Like I said, I can probably fit most of these. I very rarely find something fun to do. But I have, 100 things on my list, right? And instead, I do everything else besides what's on the list. Wow, my God, I got to organize these shoes. That's not on the list. Not at all, but I probably should organize them now. I do everything to get out of doing my own list. It just causes more work for me, right? That needs to stop ASAP. Also, those mental lists need to stop ASAP. Mental lists, ASAP. Slap yourself out of it, people. Okay, the mental list will cloud our crown chakra, okay? And it will start to run slower. Because the mental lists are taking up space. There's a lot of energy already up here in this top half of us. The last quarter of us here, right? And it's just like, ugh, it's hard to make that connection spiritually or to open up or to meditate because there's so many things going on up here. So I want you guys to get out of the mental list and get it on paper and see where you can put it. Maybe you take a picture of it with your phone, or I'm just watching myself do this. That's fun. Or maybe you got it on your phone. Whatever works for you, but get it out of your head, right? Also, when you can't connect with your spirit team or have that divine connection as clear because you've allowed yourself that moment to fill up space with our mental checklists, we will miss some really cool things with our spirit team, signs with them, right? So some things that the avoider will do is, number one, how many of you wake up in the morning, grab your phone, and check every single search engine you possibly can, read the news, maybe check your work emails, when in reality, you probably should get up, make some coffee, get some breakfast, start your day, wake up, maybe walk outside and do a little grounding and connecting. Guess what? All of those same things are going to be on your phone within the hour, half an hour, unless it's an urgent matter. You don't need to grab your phone and run right into that because you go right in from a nice sleep. You've astral project. You've gone somewhere. You've done some work. You're connected to your spirit team. And you jolt yourself up with heaviness that's out there in the world. Well, that just brings your energy straight back down. Come on, guys. We want to be able to be in that free-flowing environment. Also, stopping and starting projects before they're complete, just not to have to face the daunting list in front of us. So instead of going over to the corner and going through all those pictures because you don't want to do your list, maybe you do two things on your list and go over and work on that project and get both those finished in a couple days as opposed to getting it all down in one. So these are some ways that the avoiders really work, right? So you want to do your card and I'll do mine. And then for the last few minutes, we'll run through all the chakras and how we can kind of clear those out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. So for Debbie, I have the Angel of Music card. And I like this one because it talks about, and this is good for everybody, which is bringing music back in your life. We get so busy, I've got to do this Zoom meeting, got to be at this place, do this for the kids, whatever it is, that sometimes we forget the power of music and how even just if we could check out for like a, I'm not saying procrastinate, but like just enjoy your favorite song for like one time a day, just kind of do nothing but let that music come in. And it just, it, it just helps de-stress you and makes you feel better. This card talks about music being the soundtrack to our lives and asks you, have you ever listened to a song and been taken back to a happy memory? Because music does do that. It transforms you. It can take you to that different time and place where you felt amazing. Your angel of music has noticed that now is the time to reconnect to the music so that you can enjoy this relationship once again. Music invokes higher vibrations within our soul and environment. Angel of music will give you messages, just like we were just talking about, via lyrics and sound vibrations that are contained within the music. It's extremely important at this time to pay attention to what songs keep appearing in your life. Pay attention to the lyrics as they contain messages of guidance from above. If you are currently feeling depressed, lost, or confused, surround yourself with music that is uplifting and inspirational. Music can and will make such a difference in how you perceive the world and lift your mood. And that's what it's about, finding things that keep us up, keep us in that high vibrational state, and make us feel good.
And yeah, it's okay to take a break, you guys. It doesn't mean with this show that we're saying, get out there and never stop moving. Right? Oh, please. But a great way for us to connect on that spirit level and allow ourselves a little bit of break in between all the things we have day to day is to be able to check out. And music is a high vibrational way to do so. Maybe get some essential oils. Maybe burn an incense while you're doing it. Lift those senses and energetically connect. And it actually will bring you clarity and that connection to be able to see your projects on your list done differently and then reorganize them and then find fun ways to incorporate them into your day, like some of the ways that we've explained that. Now, Diane Bomba, you got the community card, which is a really awesome card. And this is out of the energy deck, and it's past energy and present energy. And it's merging together, this particular deck. So with the community card, this one talks about three women celebrating, sharing ideas, supportive energy. So make sure that your support group, your energy group is strong and you're connected. Find some people that you can relate to and bring that energy vibration up. Delegate, right? They also were talking to me about delegating. Balancing the fun part of the load and the work part of the load. It says, when this card appears, it indicates an association of some kind. It could be like-minded people joining a club or community or a group. Maybe it's something you have had an idea of kind of putting together and maybe grab just a couple people to do that, right? Yes, they're telling you it's time. The world needs you to get out there. The world needs you to be able to stand up for those that need to be heard, that can't speak for themselves. They brought me directly to the throat chakra with you on that as well. It's also talking about it's the right time to make new connections, share intentions, whether they're personal or professional, and really start moving that. They keep talking with me the movement that you're going to cause and what this is, and that it's positive and it's loving and that you support everybody, and now it's time for them to support you. And if you're not finding people on that same level as you, it's time to kind of let them go in the wind. I'm not saying disown them, never talk to them again. Let them kind of slide down this way and continue bringing your elevation up and your energy up for you. And I'm going to leave you on that so we can get to the chakras. So you guys, procrastination in your energy centers. I know that sounds crazy, but think about it. Procrastination, a thought. Thoughts become things, right? Thoughts become our actions. Laws of attraction. Oh, I'm going to start a kid's song. No. So the first chakra, our root chakra, we've talked about that several times because it really does keep us grounded and centered. If it is kind of not spinning the way it should be, or the energy is just thick and murky in there, we can have behavioral, emotional dysfunctions, right? Spaciness. You don't really get spacey per se.
No.
Unless you're meditating.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Then you're gone. But unfocused mind, incapable of stillness, difficulty to achieving goals. The mind, difficulty of staying still, right? That is your root chakra. When that is also the avoider, procrastinator. Mm-hmm. When our mind keeps going, what happens?
You just find other things to look at and do as opposed to what you wanted to do to begin with.
Exactly. You've got your sacral chakra underneath your belly button. That's feelings of guilt for no reason. All right. This is our fear of failure. Emotionally imbalanced. Live life based on conditioning. That's the fear of failure, the procrastinator. Okay. We can clear that out. Your solar plexus is our workaholics. So it's the people that are the overloaded and anxious procrastinators, right? And you're also spontaneous, so nothing gets done, and then you've plenty of time, and it's not, right? So it's about clearing that out. Our solar plexus loves too much, right? That one right there, that's a hard one. When we love everyone else too much that we do everything for them, right? Let's see. Our heart chakra. This is an interesting one. When we get to the heart chakra, it's compassion. It's helping people. It's being too open. Well, we aren't going to move forward in our own direction if we keep it that way. We go to our throat chakra. It's the perfectionist. The failure one is, again, so keeping that clear. It's blocking creativity for us as well. Our third eye is fear of success, back into fear. And then our crown chakra is that one that is exhausted and can't make decisions because we've put too much on our plate. All of this aligns. You can have energy work done or work with us with the chakras and clearing that out. You guys, thank you so much for joining us. Join me for Eye of Soul Radio tomorrow at 5 p.m. And then jump on Shades of Spirit and book a reading with me, Psychic Medium Jamie, $75, 1 hour reading. And we will see you guys tomorrow night.
You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides.
And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to shadesofspirit.com. That's shadesofspirit.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.